He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the 10-22 October 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we have a very quiet day, and I think a lot of investors will take the calm that has been in the market so far this week, especially compared to the extreme volatility. The most volatile week I've seen probably in the last 5 years in the market, which is what we saw last week, and we have some calm. We have probably, you know, I would credit Ebola, the ECB, and the economy, and earnings all lending itself to the calm that we see in the markets this week. The S&P is up about 3.5 points right now. The S&P is at 1945. At least we're back in the 1900s. Let's get back to the millennium again, all right? The Dow is up 23 points. It's at 16,638. The Nasdaq's up, you know, about $5 here. 44.24 is where the Nasdaq is right now. Crude oil, there's another one I would add in. You got Ebola, no more Ebola fears for now. You've got Europe, a little bit under control. Earnings have been okay. And let's add in crude oil, which is also stabilized here in the low 80s at $82.91 per barrel. Gold continues to make no headway whatsoever. Gold is at 1243. Another E, the euro, is down. It's at 1.2664. That's how many, that's where the euro is trading at. That's how many it takes to buy a dollar, and you got the 10-year yield at 2.24% here this morning. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. While the earnings continue to come in, you know, if I were to give this earnings season a grade so far, B-. It's not the best I've seen, and it seems to be tapering off from where we were a year ago and 2 years ago. But having said that, the economy is one of the big E's right now that the market is looking to. You know, almost every bear market is somehow linked to a recession in the United States. And that's why we watch these economic reports so closely, so carefully every single week. Because what are we looking for? We're looking for that first E in this current equation in the market right now, which is the economy. And all reports lately have shown that we are still not slipping into a recession here in the United States. And if you think where we're at today versus where we were at before we entered into the 2008 bear market, I mean, there's no comparison, right? Back then, home prices were plunging. The job market was crumbling. Layoffs were happening. You had foreclosures. You had people behind on their mortgage payments. You had people that couldn't even begin to pay the mortgages back that they had taken out with no money down. It was a much different environment than the one we see today. And as we look at the U.S. economy today, we still see growth. Yeah, you know, it's probably going to be around 2% when all is said and done this year. That's pretty darn sluggish. We could do a whole lot better than that. And were it not for the Fed, I don't know that we'd have much growth whatsoever. And if it were not for the energy boom, which is another E right now that we're watching, energy, and especially energy prices, oil prices, while oil prices, low oil prices, are helping the consumer, and that's showing up in a lot of the low-end retailers that are breaking out right now because there's a little extra money sloshing around in the commuter's pocket. The guy or gal that's got to drive to work every day and fills up that tank once or twice a week or maybe more, it's got a little bit of extra money right now. And it's showing up in places like Domino's Pizza and Dollar Tree and Papa John's. Certainly not showing up at McDonald's right now, is it? But energy is another key right now. People are watching those oil prices. It was very unsettling for the market to watch plunging oil prices. After all, the fracking and the energy sector of our economy have been one of the bright spots, one of the areas that have been producing jobs. You take away that fracking sector and that energy sector over the last few years, and what kind of job growth would we have had? But having said that, job growth remains okay. Some are saying that it's even getting better. The unemployment rate has come down from double digits to just under 6%. Of course, the underemployed rate, everybody just kind of, we don't want to look at that one. And it's much worse. It's up around 11.6%. But the economy, the market looks at the big number, and it still likes what it sees. Doesn't seem like the U.S. economy is ready to go into a recession yet. We also watch inflation. And, of course, inflation numbers continue to come in well below the Fed's target. So that soothes the nerves of all of the rate watchers that are so afraid of the next rate hike coming from the Fed. And, you know, it looks like that may now be a little bit further out down the road than we thought a few months ago. So the U.S. economy seems to be okay right now, definitely not showing any signs of recession. Then why were we down so much this past week? Why did we have such volatility? Why were we down 450 points intraday? I believe that was last Wednesday. Well, the other E right now is Europe. And Europe scares us right now, frankly. There's another E associated with Europe called the European Central Bank, the ECB. They don't really seem prepared to do much about a sagging European economy. If we're growing at about 2% right now, the European economy is growing even less than that. That doesn't leave much room before you turn negative. And there's already some countries within the European Union, namely Italy, possibly Greece, possibly Spain, that are slipping back into recession. And they don't seem to be willing to do much in the way of quantitative easing, although they have thrown around the idea of doing a little bit of bond buying of corporate bonds in Europe. Just a little bit different from what we did here in America. We bought mostly mortgage bonds here in the U.S., but the Europeans are looking at doing their own little bit of quantitative easing. And that, at least for now, has put a floor under the European markets and has helped our market calm down quite a bit. The last one I would suggest here, the last E, I don't know why these are all E's teaming up on us right now, but Ebola seems to be out of the headlines for now, and that certainly helps calm the nerves of the market. I do have to take exception with a claim that Jim Cramer made on CNBC, however, recently. He likes the guy that was appointed as the Ebola czar. Well, you go do your own work on Ron Klain and what kind of person he is and what he has said in the past. In fact, there was a time in his life where he said that population control was his number one concern. Hey, I don't want him in charge of a vaccine program for all us Americans. If he thinks population control is the number one concern of the globe and he wants to vaccinate everybody, nope, not me. I'm not getting any vaccination from this guy. He doesn't even want me on the planet. And his wife is a bigger whack job, in my opinion. We have so many areas off of San Diego, which is one of the best fishing areas in the world, that have been closed by environmentalists with some wacky study that shows such and such population of fish is diminishing and we need to close that area. We've had more bluefin tuna in San Diego area over the last several years than I've seen in my lifetime. And this year, the Pew Research Foundation put a closure on the bluefin tuna fishing down in Mexico, which is where we fish in off of San Diego. And you can blame people like Klain's wife who's also, you know, a Greenpeace and whaling. And, you know, I don't know. Are these people really? I'm not going to praise them as the people I want inoculating Americans against Ebola. So I take umbrage there with Jim Cramer, which I usually do. I respect him, but there's just a lot of things that him and I don't agree upon. So anyways, it's all the E's right now. They seem to be tame. The economy, energy prices, Europe, the ECB, Ebola. We continue to take it a day at a time, a week at a time, a stock at a time. The newsletter gave out a buy signal on the market back in March of 09. That buy signal is still there. Now, what to buy? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. But a mother, you the wrong line. I've been on the right trail. But a mother, you the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place. And I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market? And being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And, you know, with the show being called the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, I think it's best to get right to some best stocks now. That's what it's all about. And if you've watched here the earnings season so far, you've seen the big old stodgy stocks of yesteryear like McDonald's and IBM. And what was the other one here the other day that disappointed so badly? IBM and, of course, McDonald's. Oh, Coca-Cola. They're just not the vibrant companies that are growing that we want to be in, that I want to be in. Hey, it's up to you. You buy whatever you want to buy. But I like growth, and these companies are not growing anymore. And I came up with a theme many years ago. I invented my app built around this theme. I want the best stocks now. And you say, well, why don't you just use the Investors Daily? The stocks, obviously, with the highest relative strength are the best stocks. Now, because Investors Business Daily leaves out value. There's no V in Can Slim. And I think value is a very important consideration. That's why half of my equation of grading a stock and ranking it against four other stocks out there is valuation. And one that I've been talking about here recently, I had an article out recently on Town Hall Finance, and I believe it was also on Market Watch. The name of the article was, Do You Know Jack? A lot of people that I see on CNBC and in the various periodicals and whatnot that don't seem to know Jack about the market, but there's a company by the name of Jack. Now, yesterday, my crew was saying, Bill, are you going out to lunch with us today? They already know the answer. Bill does his one-hour exercise during the lunch hour. That's my lunch. I go running down on the harbor to try to clear my mind from all the noise in the market and try to keep myself physically fit and my brain alert and alive so that I can, there's nothing worse than a greasy cheeseburger to bring that all to a halt. So I rarely go out to lunch or even eat lunch. But they said, there's a special thing going on today at McDonald's. And I said, oh, now I'm really not going with you guys. But they're trying a new concept. Okay, I've got the pamphlet here. Build your own burger. They've tried it, a test run at a McDonald's nearby us. Here's how it works, and then we'll get to Jack in the Box. You start with 100% pure beef quarter-pound patty, and if you want, you can make it a double. Oh, God, a half a pound. And if you even want more of your arteries clogged, you can get thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. Of course, that's an additional charge. So is the other burger patty. Then you choose your own bread. You have two choices, a butter-toasted bakery-style bun or a butter-toasted artisan roll. All right. Then you make it cheesy. You choose your own cheese. You can have natural sharp white cheddar, natural pepper jack, there's my favorite, or American. And then here's the toppings. Now, you do all of this, I think, on an iPad or a computer. You type in what you want. You could top it with guacamole, sliced jalapenos, grilled mushrooms, sounds like Five Guys, crisp red onions, caramelized grilled onions, chili lime tortilla strips. Who wants a tortilla strip on their hamburger? Not me. Fresh sliced ripe tomato. How wafer thin is it? I don't know. Crisp green leaf lettuce or crinkle cut pickles. Those are your choices. Hey, you know what? I'd just say I'll take all of them, but hold the tortilla strips and hold the identity theft, too, when I pay with my MasterCard. And lastly, you choose your sauce. Big Mac special sauce, spicy mayo, creamy garlic sauce, sweet barbecue, mayonnaise, ketchup, or mustard. Okay, so that's the new program at McDonald's. No wonder McDonald's stocks continues to sag. It's gone from 103 to 91. It's no longer a stock of today, a best stock now. Instead, we've got a company that's headquartered in San Diego that may have a hidden gem inside of its company. You know, McDonald's at one time owned Chipotle. They should have never sold it, right? Chipotle's now a $600 stock. Well, Jack in the Box is another place. You're not going to find me in line for a Jack in the Box hamburger too often, unless I'm really desperate. But they own a little company inside of Jack in the Box called Qdoba, which is very similar to Chipotle. But here's why I consider Jack in the Box a best stock now. It's a $2.7 billion company that continues to grow quite rapidly across America. In fact, they're expected to continue to grow by about 17 or 18% per year over the next 5 years. The stock is up 72% over the last 12 months, so it fits all of you can slim nuts out there. It's definitely a can slimmer right now with a relative strength of 97. The stock up 72% over the last 12 months while the market's up 11%. And over the last 3 years, it's been delivering 52% per year while the market's only been delivering 16%. And it continues to hold that Qdoba inside, and there's hope that someday they'll spin that baby off. Jack in the Box meets the performance criteria that I hold so dearly here at Gunderson Capital Management. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A, and it gets a momentum grade of A. Now, that's some spicy Chipotle mayo on that stock right now. But there's no V in Can Slim. Give me a can of that Slim, but I want a V in it. Valuation. Let's look at the current valuation of Jack in the Box. It's currently trading at a little bit on the higher side, 24 times forward earnings. But having said that, when I take their earnings estimates of 282 next year, grow them by 18% per year if they can meet the analyst estimates. And remember, stocks trade on expectations, and those are the expectations right now. And if they can do that, and if they can trade at a reasonable multiple 5 years down the road, I have a $120 target price on Jack in the Box. The stock is currently trading at 69, just under 70, just a tad under 70 here. So it does meet the V part of that equation that is half of my equation. It's half value, and it's half performance. And when I add the two together, Jack in the Box comes in at number 4. I do know Jack. See, it comes in at number 4 out of 3,912 stocks that I rank. 1 year ago, it was number 2,272. They found their groove. The stock is moving. Does it mean it's automatically going to go up from here? Wouldn't that be nice? That would really be nice. But I like to stack the odds and the probabilities in my favor. And I like performance and I like valuation. Jack in the Box currently possesses both of those. And it has a very healthy stock chart and some very unhealthy food. Except that their new Qdoba change, not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about the 5Es right now that the market seems to be okay with, and that's why we're seeing some stability in the markets here this week. The 5Es, the economy, earnings, Europe, the ECB, European Central Bank, and Ebola, and all of those seem to be fairly favorable right now. So we're seeing some calm and some order to what was a very, very volatile market last week. Now, how long will it last? Are we still in a precarious type of situation here? Well, we take it a day at a time, but definitely a lot of the fear and a lot of the panic that had gripped the markets last week have definitely settled down this week. And we saw a huge day, obviously, earlier in the week. And we've seen some quiet and some calm. But, you know, as always, we're always just one news headline away or one rumor away from more volatility in the market. I wouldn't go overboard right now investing in the VIX, as some people have suggested. That's a way to invest in volatility. And that volatility meter rose considerably last week, the VXX, which you can actually invest in the volatility index. And that thing, you know, has gone from $7,680 per share is where the VIX was in 2009, split adjusted. Of course, those were some very trying times. And it's recently been mired in the $25 area. So has there been a lot of money to be made in the VIX? Yeah, if you would have shorted it, yeah, from 7,680 clear down to its current reading of $32 per share. And some suggested, why don't you invest in the VIX right now with this increased volatility? Well, you know, the VIX hasn't been a very good investment over the years. I wouldn't call it a best index now by any stretch of the imagination. But the 5Es seem to be a little bit under control right now. And we're seeing some companies do really, really well that are, you know, the energy. Well, you forgot the other E, energy. There's six E's. Six E's. What's the odds of that? I'm going to add energy here to my headline. Okay, we also have a lot of the stocks that are benefiting from lower energy prices. Okay, obviously, a drilling company that goes out and drills and sells the equipment and leases the equipment isn't doing too well right now. Because with oil at $82 a barrel, a lot of the energy companies are saying, let's just leave it in the ground for now, store it like a bank account, and when it gets up around 100 again, let's go get it. All right? So that's bringing a slowdown in that area, especially in the fracking industry right now. But that extra money coming from low energy prices is ending up in the consumer's pocket. There's also a lot of stocks that are benefiting. The trucking stocks are doing great. I own Old Dominion, which I've talked about many times. I see KNX. Looks like I sold that one too soon. Knight Transportation. They reported earnings very good today. KNX is breaking out to a new high. They're benefiting, obviously, from lower oil prices. And the airlines, they had kind of headwinds, crosswinds hitting them the last few weeks. On the one hand, they're benefiting from lower fuel prices, which is about 80% of their cost. And my favorite airline stock has always been two. There's two that I like. Love, Southwest, and Alaska, ALK. But while they were benefiting from lower energy costs recently, there was also fear of that sixth E, which was Ebola. Who's going to get on an airplane when you're not controlling the people coming in from Liberia? Someone may have sat in that seat that was exposed to Ebola. I'm going to drive. Forget it. So they've been had a little crosswinds here, and right now with the Ebola fears dying down significantly, the airlines are starting to take off once again. And you've had some of the low-end consumer stocks. You know, if you get a few extra bucks in your pocket, you're not going to head out to Roy's Hawaiian Fusion or one of the high-end steak places like Ruth's Chris or Morton's or one of these, but maybe you're going to order a pizza. Maybe you're going to stop at the local Qdoba Mexican for some fresh Mex grill on the way home. Or maybe you're going to go out and buy a new sweater or a new coat as winter approaches. And I've written about this stock many times. In fact, I believe it was one of the 53 stocks that I featured in my book a few years ago. It's one of the best stocks in the Bay Area. Okay, you're saying it's got to be connected to the internet or Silicon Valley. It's got to be technology. Well, not at all. It's headquartered in Dublin, California, and it's a discount retailer by the name of Ross Stores. What a great stock this has been over the years. And in fact, when I wrote the book two, three years ago, these discount retailers were really doing well because of the unemployment and because of people scrimping and saving and maybe not making as many trips to Nordstrom's or Saks Fifth Avenue, where all you high rollers shop, or Tiffany's, right? Instead, it was Ross Stores and TJ Maxx, and those stocks were really flying. And then as the economy started to get better, those stocks really leveled off big time. And Nordstrom started to take off, and Tiffany started to take off, and some of the high-end type of guys started to take off. Well, I don't know if this is an omen or anything, but a lot of these low-end stocks that really flourished during harder economic times are starting to flourish again. And it may just be that these low oil prices are putting some extra money in folks' pockets, but I'm even seeing some of the hard times stocks start to rise up a little bit. So we'll just have to keep our eye on this. But right now, Ross Stores has risen clear up to number 13 out of 3,912 in this week's top 40. And this is a dedication of Casey Kasem's top 40. Ross Stores has done really well here recently, and I've been watching it break out after, like what I say, a long, long consolidation. In fact, as I look at a chart of Ross Stores, especially a weekly chart, man, you can see that consolidation. Ross Stores topped out in December of 2013, and it has really done nothing since. And now it's starting to rumble, and now it's starting to make noise again. Can you believe that over the last 10 years, Ross Stores has been one of the top performing stocks in the market? It's delivered 22.5%. In fact, it's been a very consistent 20% per year performer for quite some time, which tells me they've got some pretty good management there. Over the last 5 years, Ross Stores has delivered 30% per year. And over the last 3 years, Ross Stores has delivered 23% per year. Now, before you say, hey, I hate shopping, I would never go to Ross Stores. In fact, my wife says, I don't like going to Ross Stores. There's always a line. And that's when I hear that, I say, I need to look at this stock. There's always a line? But Ross Stores has kind of floundered here, and I have not owned it for the last 12 months, maybe even 24 months, but it's beginning to show up on my radar screen again, because over the last 3 months, this stock has made a 27% move. It currently has a performance grade of A-, and it currently has a momentum grade of A. So all you can slimmers and momentum guys, you can look at a 92 relative strength rating on Ross Stores, ROST. But I demand a V. I demand valuation. Oh, I just throw in this too. Back in 08, remember how I said this is a good stock for a slow economy? Ross Stores was up 18% in 08 when the market was down 38%. Had the app been around in 08, I'm sure it would have been one of my top ranked best stocks now. But it currently is getting there once again. Let's look at the valuation. ROST, which is now a $17 billion large cap company, so you could make a case for it in a conservative growth account, is currently trading at 17 times, actually 16.8 times forward earnings, which is about a market multiple. But this is a superior stock. Ross Stores, like I say, has been a 20% deliverer of goods to its shareholders for quite some time, and is starting to get its groove back again. When I take next year's earnings estimates at Ross of 473 and multiply them out by about 12% per year over the next 5 years and apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I get a $132 price target on a stock company that's currently trading 80. And it comes in at number 13 right now on the hit parade. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we've talked about Jack in the Box and Qdoba, and we've talked about Ross Stores, and we've talked about the economy, we've talked about Europe, we've talked about Ebola, we've talked about earnings, we've talked about energy prices. All of these things adding up to a little bit more calmness in the markets this week. The buy signal that the newsletter put out, by the way, the newsletter you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I've already started on this weekend's newsletter. Got a lot of new stocks that I'm looking at right now and could very well be pulling the trigger here today or tomorrow on some additions. The buy signal is still in place. It's been challenged here recently. It's been challenged many times along the way. Fiscal cliffs, fiscal standoffs, government shutdowns, government showdown, and on and on and on and on and on. And every time I've stepped back and I've taken a look at the statistics and the charts and what the numbers are telling me, and most importantly, what my beststocksnowapp.com is telling me, and as I look at the S&P today, there is no sell signal on it yet. I've kept you in the market for the last 5.5 years, and I haven't been one of those that have called for soaring inflation and a crashing dollar and soaring gold prices. Now, they've sold a lot of books, they've sold a lot of coins, and they've scared a lot of people, and they'll probably be right at some point in time, then I'll invest that way. But they've been wrong for the last 5.5 years. And those that have told you to avoid the market, that it was all rigged, the market is rigged. I've heard that one before. The economy is rigged. That's what our friend Elizabeth Warren's been telling us lately. The economy is rigged. You know what? The harder you work and the more you learn and improve yourself and grow each day, the less rigged it becomes, Ms. Warren. Anyways, I still am bullish on the stock market. Now, there's some things I don't like right now, and I've been talking about those recently. No bull market lasts forever. No economic expansion lasts forever. And luckily, we've had the Fed on our side that has kept this economy afloat and has kept the market going up. And that's helping people all across America, Ms. Warren. Because when people see their 401ks improving, they're more inclined to spend money in the economy and not stand in line for food stamps. Yes, I have compassion for folks that are hitting tough times, but I live in downtown San Diego and I see a hell of a lot of abuse of the system. A hell of a lot. I wonder how many of those people really want a job, really want to work, really want to get back on their feet, or just keep sucking from the government. And it does bother me considerably, because I put in long work hours every day, Ms. Warren, to try to help rig the economy in my direction. Anyways, here's another thing I'm worried about right now. I look for signs that this 5.5-year bull market and that this 5.5-year economic expansion are coming to an end. And I've seen lots of signs around. There's lots of things that bother me. And I'm just going to add in a few more things to worry about, okay? If the 6 E's aren't enough, let me give you some more things to worry about and chew your fingernails. I'm seeing a lot of hard time stocks. Now, I know something about the hard time stocks because they flourished back in 2008. And they're starting to come to life once again. Okay, Dollar Tree. Dollar Tree in 2008 was up 61%. That's an important factor, an important statistic that I show in my beststocksnowapp.com, how these stocks did in 08. Because we're going to have another 08 at some point in the future. And a hard time stock like Dollar Tree was up 61% in 08. Dollar Tree is all of a sudden waking up again. I just mentioned Rost Stores, R-O-S-T, out of Dublin, California. In 2008, Rost Stores was up 18% while the market was down 38%. Rost Stores is breaking out once again. I'm just throwing this out there. Is this an omen? Is this something we should be concerned about? Back in 08, TJ Maxx, well, TJ Maxx didn't do that great in 08, but TJ Maxx went on a heck of a run. And TJ Maxx is starting to wake up again. I would call that another hard time stock. And I'm watching the pawn shops, which did terrific back in 08. Because you certainly weren't going to get a loan from JP Morgan. Instead, you had to go to the local pawn shop, JP whoever, to get that hard money loan. And First Cash Financial, which I've actually interviewed their CEO on my show, was up 30% in 08. That's a publicly traded pawn shop chain, and it's starting to rise once again. And I've watched others. In fact, I've watched CACC here recently, Credit Acceptance, which collects bad debts. I see that stock rising once again. And I'm starting to get more and more nervous. And I've watched Portfolio Recovery Services, PRAA, which is another collector of bad debts. I'm just throwing this out there because it is one of the clues that this economy is not doing as well as we're led to believe. I'm seeing a lot of the hard money, Dollar Tree, pawn shop, steep discounters, starting to rally again. So I just want to throw that out there, and I want you to be aware of it. And there may even be a few of these hard time stocks starting to show up in my portfolios here in the coming weeks and months. So we take it a day at a time. We take it a week at a time. We take it a stock at a time, a sector at a time. We're still in a bull market. It began in October of 09. No, March of 09. And the newsletter on March 29th said a new bull market has been born, and it's been growing and flourishing and going up, much to the chagrin of the bears and the doomsayers, the Rubinis of the world, and the Peter Schiffs of the world. And there will be a time when they're right finally, and then they'll say, "See, I was right." Well, anyways. The newsletter will go out this weekend, as always. Like I say, I've already begun work on it. I've got about 10 that I may be buying here in the next few days. If I do, they'll show up in the newsletter this weekend. I'm a transparent kind of guy. You can get the newsletter at pwstreet.com. And I think if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm a pretty active manager here. But if that's the kind of management you want of your portfolio, I can be reached at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.